developed over 30 years ago in Italy, and he's here in America trying to spread the word, and I'm honored to bring this message with Dr. Apsley, empowering you to heal yourself or get the assistance of those who genuinely are invested in freedom and healing. And there are good doctors out there that are and are willing to do it, and they're going to get the word now, too. Listen, write this down, mref.org. You're going to find there's going to be a lot of information published there in the coming weeks, imref.org, a complete 360-degree viewpoint in addition to the sodium bicarb revelation, so to speak, in regards to restoring the integrity of the colloidal milieu or matrix of the body, but extraordinary things that are going to happen regarding this protocol, these protocols. Also, I have a link at rsbell.com right now to Cure Natural Eye Cancro. It's kind of strange, but it's kind of Italian-English, I guess. Cure Natural ICANCRO.com. And if you can't get it, link to it on my site, and you'll see it there, which goes into a lot of this, including some online video of Dr. Simoncini discussing his protocol. And I saw the video of the lavage of the lung tissue that had cancerous tissue. And in 24 hours, what an extraordinary thing to witness. And John, you ready to do some more calls then?
Yes.
A review first? Or?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let me just point this out real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This is said in a very special way, so hear what I'm saying. This is revolutionary information, and everyone here who is to reap benefits from it owes us on the front lines here a big fee. And here is your big fee. Once you do it right, and once you receive results, you must pay it forward, or it'll undo itself. We owe a great deal of debt to Tullio Simoncini. He's sacrificed himself, his career, although it's still flourishing, to bring this information forward. And there's been a lot of people out there that have done it. So do it right. Don't let it be abused. Don't correct the information if it seems like it's coming incorrectly. And we would like to hear from you on our website. If you have a personal testimony of good results, please send us the information as the months and years roll by. Okay, go ahead. Let's go on to the next
one. All right, what I'm going to do here, you on the phones, I'm not going to take your calls. I'm going to reference what I see of that. Just stay with me here because we don't have enough time in the 5 minutes remaining. So Glenn from Pennsylvania wants to know, is it used for prevention as well as treatment?
I don't see why not. The hyperacidity comes from the lack of minerals in the soil, and that's where we're all eating all the time. Food that doesn't have the buffering alkali in there. That's the minerals. So, yeah, it's great. But, again, get back into raw foods. Get into foods that are grown on soils that are particularly using the rock dust. Rock dust is a fertilizer. It's nature's fertilizer. And make it yourself. Do it in your backyard.
Yeah, and it fits right in with the selenium deficiencies, the metals, the minerals, all of these things that we're talking about, the raw foods as well. So we have a question about osteoarthritis. Could it be of some assist for osteoarthritis?
Well, of course, that's lack of minerals. So starting with the bicarb to detoxify the acids, that's where a lot of the pain's coming from. Remember, the first thing that's going to happen, if you need the bicarb, the first thing that's going to happen, you're going to get some more inflammation. That's a telltale sign that you need it. So take a break. You don't have to do it every single day if you get, some backlash going on there, but it's a sign that you need it.
Right.
So that's you can be your own best doctor here in that sense. If you say, does it work for osteoarthritis? Well, take it. Try it. If suddenly you get more inflamed, you go, oh, my gosh, I really need this stuff. It's taking the acids out of me. Then take a break and then start up again. But always try to consult a natural health care practitioner. I don't care if it's a medical doctor. I don't care if it's an acupuncturist or a naturopath or a chiropractor or a nurse practitioner that's doing this. Just stay in touch with these people to keep them on you on track.
Okay. Marcia in North Carolina wants to know about if you drink it, will it help bladder cancer? Now, bladder cancer is a big one. We talked to some doctors about doing a flush or a urethral catheter.
Yeah, you need
a
catheter. Yeah. You have to have a catheter for something like that because it won't. By the time it gets all the way down through the body, most of it's been used up in other areas. So putting a catheter up and then putting a small amount, say 100 cc's, 120 cc's, then rotating every 15 minutes to bathe the area is very, very, very effective.
We're talking about physically shifting your body. So in space,
yes,
you're going to actually move the liquid, the sodium bicarb solution, around the bladder to make contact.
Right.
Similarly, in the colon, we talked about in colon cancer issues. When you're administering it rectally, that's also another thing that's critical.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, again, toxicity. We talk about beware of overdosing. I mean, what kind of things would we see if people go crazy? They don't do it right.
Well, you can get too much salt in your system, and that's not good. People with high blood pressure and low salt diets, their doctor will freak out, once they hear something like, oh, that's not good for you. That's, all this is wrong. Well, this is not a high dose of salt. It's a low dose. It's nearly 5%. A physiological. It's 5%. It's safe just about for everyone. And if you have enough potassium in your body, it balances the salt anyway. Most people are deficient in potassium, and that's why their blood pressure goes up. It's not due to an excess of salt.
Yes.
The excess of salt shows up when you have a lack of potassium.
Yeah, and this isn't a license to be irresponsible. Like many people have said, oh, if I want the cure for cancer in a pill, and then I can live however I want, eat however I want.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
not that. This
yeah.
is integrative
right.
into a holistic protocol
right.
of living.
Yes. Can you imagine what would happen if we had, everyone's eventually going to get cancer if we live long enough, and we're all raping and pillaging the earth. Can you imagine what this planet will turn into? We got to be responsible for recycling what we need to recycle and taking care of our treasured body here.
Okay, we got, how do you mix it?
Just with goes right in. Get good water. Get a cup of it. Put a level teaspoon in it. Stir it up. Drink it.
Okay. How about polyps in the nose?
Well, just you can insufflate it. You can just tip it back and just inhale it slowly up one nostril, and then let it stay saturated there for a while. Then do the other nostril.
Okay.
Polyps don't necessarily have to be cancerous, obviously.
True.
But you can certainly now expect some pain and inflammation if it's going to be doing some work. Go slowly and back off and use a doctor when you ever have a question.
All right. Well, Dr. John Apsley, honored to have you. This has been an important show as we've ever done here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Stay in touch, and we'll also, I want you to mref.org. I have links at rsbell.com. There's going to be more and more coming out about this. Keep spreading the word and share your successes, and we can overcome cancer in this lifetime and restore integrity to health and healing. Thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio. Back next week.